Hello, this is Mark Cullivan with Resource Doc Digest. Today I'm chatting with Mickey Fulp. I'll give you a quick background. Mickey is an individual with over 30 years of experience in the junior resource arena. He has been a boots-on-the-ground geologist. He is an industry analyst and consultant. He's given numerous speeches around the conference circuit, and he currently produces the Mercenary Geologist newsletter, and that can be found at mercenarygeologist.com. So with that, I'd like to say, hey, welcome, and thanks for sitting with me today, Mickey.
Well, it's a pleasure, Mark.
And, you know, what I want to focus on today is the area of Mexico, and I know that you've done quite a bit of analytics on projects that are down there. And, you know, Mexico has long been known as the land of mariachis and margaritas, and I think, you know, we have to add a third M to that, what they're getting known for, and the M is mining. And that's a recent development because basically in 1992, as I understand it, Mexico has changed their mining laws, that, and as such, over the last couple decades now, it's become quite the hotbed for junior exploration. So can you elaborate on that? Can you tell us about that law and really what's been going on down there?
Well, most assuredly. Until 1992, say from the Mexican Revolution, 1910, there was a kind of an onerous mining law that was not very productive for foreign companies. Basically, foreigners could not hold majority interests. And then in 1972, Cananea, the giant copper mine, was nationalized, so that scared off all investment, all American and Canadian investment in Canada in the mining industry. But there are many reasons why Canada or Mexico is a favorable terrain for gold exploration. I will focus on gold exploration here. Number one, it's very geologically endowed. There are major faults coursing through Mexico and a very complicated geologic history, so that gives us opportunity to develop major mineral deposits. Of course, the 1992 Mining Act, which allowed foreign interests to own majorities of Mexican exploration and mining companies. And it does have a very long history of mining. The oldest mines in the Western Hemisphere date from Indian times and then pre-Spanish or Spanish times of the conquistadors. So a very long history of mining, a favorable and encouraging government regulations and fast-track permitting. It has a very skilled and generally low-cost labor force. And that includes mining professionals, too, and a favorable working climate. In other words, in most parts of Mexico, you can explore for somewhere 8 to 12 months a year, depending on where you are. There is a summer monsoon that'll keep you out of the high Sierra, but certainly not in the northern deserts. Another thing that has spurred this on is NAFTA, the agreement between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. So you have cooperation between the three countries and favorable tariff regimes. And it actually, for juniors who we tend to go to the far-flung places of the earth, it has fewer language and cultural barriers. So Spanish, very easy language to learn and speak. I speak Spanish. And the cultures are not that different as they would be in Asia or Africa. What we have seen over the last few years are the development of very low-cost open-pit heap leach mines, generally these very low-grade mines can deliver profits because of the above, I think, eight factors I gave you. So generally you can mine lower grades in Mexico and make more money. On the negative side, and I always have to talk about the positives and negatives, there are some negatives in Mexico. The corruption and bribery exists there, the mordida or the little bite. Occasionally, certainly if you get stopped by a policeman there for speeding, you give him $5 or $10 in pesos, so that'd be 50 or 100 pesos, and you're well on your way. So there's droguista violence in certain parts of Mexico. Probably the most difficult part can be surface rights, and there are communal organizations that own most of the surface. Mineral rights are federal and can be acquired. In certain instances, the ejidos, or these communal organizations, can cause difficulties, but that's project-specific. And then also project-specific would be what I would call restless natives, and that's can be a problem in the southern state, especially in Chiapas, where the campesinos, or the farmers, are basically anti-development. But all in all, Mexico's my favorite place to explore for gold.
Yeah, well, so Mexico, over the last couple of decades, as you pointed out, and has become a hotbed for mining exploration. And you know, I know that one of the common themes or common goals, if you will, for juniors is to go out, make a discovery, and ultimately get acquired by a major. Most juniors never actually look to put an active mine into production. And I can reference a few recent acquisitions that have taken place down in Mexico. There's Western Silver, CanPlats, Metallica, which have all been successful down there in their efforts, and then ultimately became part of much larger organizations. Can you elaborate a little bit on how you see the acquisition landscape currently in the Mexico arena?
Certainly. Most juniors, as you have pointed out, are explorers, and they're not miners. So their goal is not to mine, but their goal is to find a deposit that they can attract a mining company, whether that be a small mining company, a mid-tier, or occasionally a major. The idea of a company selling to a major as a sole exit strategy, I don't think is viable, because that happens about 1 in 1,000 times. But certainly there are deposits that have been acquired by majors in Mexico in the last few years. Western Silver in the Peñasquito deposit sold out to Goldcorp, one of the world's largest miners, as did CanPlats with Camino Rojo, sold out, and now the spinoff of that company goes on with other projects. A little different case would be Metallica Resources. They've at their Cerro San Pedro deposit in San Luis Potosí, and they found a mid-sized gold mine that is low grade. And what happened there was three companies merged to form a mid-tier mining company. So you had New Gold and Peak Gold and Metallica merging to form the entity now called New Gold. And so they merged three small miners and made a mid-tier. And I think that's really where the real opportunities happen in Mexico, because you have a lot of small mines there right now, small gold mines and small silver mines that, because of the size of the company, they can never generate quite enough cash flow to build bigger companies or even to dividend to their shareholders. So one I'm involved right now, and it's just happening, is Sierra Minerals, and they mine in northern Mexico, and they mine somewhere between 20 to 25, maybe 30,000 ounces of gold this year. And they've just been are being taken over as we speak by a company called Gold Group Mining, which is a sister company with the same a lot of the same management. And with this merger, they're going to have three advanced deposits in a small mine, and certainly you can see another mid-tier gold company coming out of that.
Okay, well, thanks for that. And you know, I'd like to wrap up our chat with a focus on one company in particular. And before I do that, I want to quote from your website on the mercenarygeologist.com. It says the mercenary geologist criteria to analyze a mining company are very strict, and Mickey rejects more than 20 companies for every one he agrees to investigate further. Now, obviously, one of the companies that has met that criteria is Pediment Gold Corp. And just to properly disclose the facts here, I would like to point out that Pediment Gold is an advertiser on the Resource Stock Digest website. And personally, I've owned shares in the company for over 2 years now. But as I said, Pediment Gold has met your criteria. I know that you're an analyst of the company. You follow them. They have two major deposits that they're working on in Mexico, and I'd like for you to just give us an update as to what you see going on with the company and where you see them heading.
Okay. Well, before I start in on the reasons I'm involved with Pediment, I have to tell you that I have been a shareholder off and on in Pediment for nearly 3 years now, and Pediment is a paying sponsor of my website, too. So obviously, I'm biased both intellectually and financially with Pediment Gold. You're right, I have very strict criteria. One out of 20 will pass the initial sniff test, and then I probably will cover one out of five of those. So at any one time, I've covering 8 to 10 companies, and there's 1,750 juniors on the Venture Exchange. So I like Pediment. I've known about Pediment since before it went public. I've shared an office with some of their principals in Vancouver at the time, and they had a unique goal, a philosophy exploration in Mexico, and Pediment means, in geology speak, means covered, gravel cover, shallow gravel cover. So their idea was to go into the Mojave Sonora mega shear in northern Mexico and explore for deposits that are covered by shallow gravel. It's never been done before because it's a relatively immature exploration province. But there are giant gold mines along this belt of rocks. So Pediment was formed and went public. They have great management. They have a very tight share structure, and they've got two key projects. One is in southern Baja near La Paz, and it's called San Antonio. And they have a combined resource measured, indicated, and inferred of about 1.5 million ounces and great exploration potential. They are kicking off a major drill program there, I think in something on the order of 4 or 5 weeks, on targets that have never had modern testing, and we expect that resource to grow, and they are now in the midst of acquiring additional surface and water rights, and we would expect a pre-feasibility study to start sometime, I think, within the next year or so. So Pediment's going to try to fast-track that project to development. Pediment started out as an exploration company. They are moving into a development phase right now, and they're adding mining professionals versus explorationists. The other project, which I am very bullish on, is La Colorada, and that's a past-producing mine. It borders on being a giant gold deposit. It's very accessible, about 40 minutes or so drive on a highway from the city of Hermosillo in Sonora. Interestingly enough, in 1995-96, there was a detour around the highway. I was working in the foothills of the Sierra Madre further east, and where the highway was then is now a part of an old open pit mine. So something on the order of 5 million ounces of historic production and resources, and Pediment has been drilling and increasing resources. They are evaluating the old gold plant to see how much refurbishing that will require to get it going again. And in all actuality, Mark, this could be Pediment's first mine. It might be in production before San Antonio.
Wow, that's wonderful. So things are looking up for Pediment, and that's all I really wanted to chat with you about today. So I definitely appreciate your time. It's been fun, and I look forward to talking with you down the road, Mickey.
Likewise, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out again that you can view all of Mickey's analytics at mercenarygeologist.com, and you find a wealth of information there. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark.